It is always a privilege to be back home, especially during Holy Week, and how this week, for me, especially discerning my vocation, was so vital and something that I look forward to every year. To enter into the mysteries of Christ's passion, death, and resurrection, and the power of these celebrations is incredible. And now to be able to do it as a priest is that much more powerful and meaningful. As you listen to our gospel today, there is a question that Jesus asks his apostles, one that I think we should consider. Do you realize what I have done for you? Do you realize what I have done for you? Initially, we can probably say, I think so. Yes, hopefully. The realization that we celebrate tonight as the Last Supper, as Jesus institutes the Eucharist, gives us his own body and blood, soul and divinity, to nourish us. He institutes the sacrament of the priesthood so that we may have priests, other Christs in the world, to again distribute the grace that God wants us to receive. These are beautiful things, and things that I think we can say we know. But do we really? Do we truly realize what Christ has done for us? I think there's a part of us that has to acknowledge that maybe not so much. We don't fully realize the greatness of God's love, the depth of the mystery as he lays down his life for us, the gift of the grace that he gives in the Eucharist, the profound mystery and truth that we are able to experience on a daily basis. I don't think we truly understand. Now, I can say that because speaking for myself, but I think it's safe to say because we are all sinners. Because if we truly and fully understood, the world would look very different, beginning here. We would resist temptation. We would stop sinning. We would be so moved by the grace of God that our lives are never the same. That every time we receive the Eucharist, we are dramatically changed. That's what the Lord intends. But I don't think it always happens. And part of it is because we're human. Not to use that as an excuse, but we're incapable in our human weakness of truly grasping how great of a gift the Eucharist is, how profound the mystery of the priesthood is, and the true gift and privilege that we have to receive it. Now, why is this? Well, I think for a number of reasons. I think the first is that it's difficult in our lives to really truly understand whose we are. Whose we are. Meaning that we truly belong to Christ. As we listen to our gospel at the beginning, Jesus says, aware that the Father had put everything into his power, that he had come from God and was returning to God. Before he did anything else, there was an understanding of whose he was, the relationship that he had with the Father, the relationship of love in the beauty of the Trinity, that he was connected to the Father. And that was his starting point. Because if we fail to realize that we are connected to the Father, if we fail to realize that Christ is at the very center of our being, and we put something else there, we're setting ourselves up for failure. Because everything else will fall short. Everything else will leave us wanting more. Nothing will fulfill us. And our life will fail to have purpose and meaning. If Christ is not at the center of our life, and our relationship with our Father is not central, we are going to fail. So that's the first step. Christ needs to be at the center of our lives. And then secondly, as we look again at Christ at that Last Supper, he speaks of his relationship. What was his purpose? Both throughout his entire life, but his mission on earth. To do the will of the Father. Everything was dependent upon that. And that comes from understanding of who he truly is, going back to his baptism in the Jordan, in which the Father spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." His identity came forth from that loving relationship that he had with the Father. And that is what allowed him then to accomplish the Father's will. Oftentimes, I think in life, we kind of get those things mixed up. We search and we try to grasp at the meaning of life and who we are. What is our identity? We try to grasp at making or accomplishing things in life to give us meaning and purpose. But again, all of that is secondary. And if that's truly where we're looking for our identity and what we are called to do, we've got things backwards. Thus, we look at Christ and we say, first, we have to have a relationship with God. Secondly, comes forth then who we truly are. We are beloved sons and daughters of a Father who loves us infinitely. And to prove that, we celebrate these mysteries during this Holy Week. It is the perfect reminder of just how much God loves us, and that while we are sinners, he is willing to lay down his life for us. By understanding that, then, we come to know what we are called to do. We are called to respond. Respond to God's love and to the gifts that he has given to us. This understanding and the true recognition of the profound love that God has for each and every one of us. What does that look like? Well, first, giving God thanks and loving God in return. How do we give him thanks? By receiving all the more the gift that he has given, the gift of the Eucharist. Eucharist meaning thanksgiving. By drawing before the altar and receiving the very body and blood of Christ that he gave to us at that Last Supper, we are able to give God thanks for all that he has done and the love that he continues to give to us. So we are grateful. And then we love. For that is what Christ did. He loved us to the end. And we are called then to love in the same nature, the same way. To love God and to love each other to the end. To be willing to sacrifice for the other. To be willing to put aside our selfish desires, our pride, and to do what God would do. To do as God has showed us. To give of ourselves. Lastly, then, today is the beautiful gift of the institution of the priesthood, in which Jesus tells his apostles that as I have done, you also must do, in a very real way, to be priests of Jesus Christ, to be able to configure one's life radically, to do and to accomplish the will of the Father. This is not something that someone takes upon or grasps himself, but it is a call that the Lord gives, that he places in one's heart and invites him to come after me. The beauty of it is that oftentimes I think we realize that we can't do it. It's very humbling to be able to administer the sacraments, to stand in the place of Jesus Christ, to be the instrument by which sins are forgiven, to administer the last rites to someone who is near death and approaching God, to be able to administer the grace that souls need and yearn for. It's incredibly humbling, and no one is worthy of it. But yet God continues to call. He calls young men, unworthy though they may be, and he invites them to lay down their life in love. So we must pray for young men to be able to respond to this call that God gives to them, to respond to the call of the priesthood. And we must pray for priests, those who are already serving, because they need the strength and the grace that comes from God to accomplish the will of the Father. St. John Vianney once said that there is no such thing as a bad priest. There's only priests that people fail to pray for, or that do not pray for enough. Tonight is a beautiful reminder of the importance of the priesthood and how we need to pray for priests. I'll be the first one to say that I need prayers because I'm human. And I don't want to fail in living up to and doing what the Lord asks me to do. Again, a profound sentiment of humility, something that can only come through God's grace. But it is through prayers and through love of the people entrusted to their care that the priest can serve well and can be a holy priest. As we enter into then these most sacred mysteries of Holy Week, we are encouraged to reflect upon how we are moved by God's love. Do we realize what he has done for us? Do we realize the love that he has for us? Maybe we pray for the grace to truly understand and to truly realize what this all means.